You know, it's been a process that we've tried to evaluate every piece that we can. Want to cover every uncover every stone, lift it, and check it all out. And I think it's been a really good process.
Why is he such a good fit for you?
Well, I think that what he brings to the table, I think, is experience. He's had a great background with the offensive line. He's a developmental coach, and he's proven that over the years that he coached the offensive line with things that he did when he was in New Orleans and just the impact he's had, even in Buffalo and in Syracuse. And I think that's what we needed with our offensive line.
That he has too. Is that a
always love that. I think there's, you know, you've got, we bounce ideas off of everybody. And, you know, I think our coaching style for me as a head coach is you love to be challenged by your coaches because it helps everybody get better. And it'll be no different with Doug.
So there are reports that you've hired an offensive coordinator.
No major decisions have been made yet. You know, we're still going through that, the process with that. And, but hopefully, you know, it'll come together soon.
What have you thought of the interview process?
It's been great. You know, I think one of the things that we talked about was to be really thorough and, you know, to check, you know, as many guys out as we can and get a feel for what they could bring to the table. And it's been awesome. It hasn't been a, you know, we've taken it. I mean, some of these interviews have gone really lengthy. And, you know, so it's been great conversations from scheme to philosophy. Because, you know, I think the players are putting great trust in me and our coaching staff to bring the right people in. And, you know, that will lead us to the direction we want to go.
Has anybody been offered the job at any point?
No. Well, the only one is Doug Marrone, you know.
What does this mean for George Arno? For next?
Well, you know, you know, George and I have had many conversations. I think that's something that, you know, with the organization and George, you know, we've had really good open communication. And, you know, I think we'll just leave that between us two where we're going with that.
I apologize if this has been asked, but I wanted to ask you about Nick Marshall being out there. First time in like 4 years as a defensive back. What impressed you, and how tough of a transition, you know, to on this kind of a stage?
Well, it's tough, but you know what? I'll tell you what I appreciate about Nick is he came up to me and said, you know what, Gus, I just want to I want to try defense. I want to go in there and play corner. I want to be a part of special teams. And I think the thing that jumped out to me is his competitiveness. You know, he just wants to contribute. And, you know, jump in here, he wasn't even in the defensive meetings last night. You know, we made that decision earlier today, and to come out here and jump in and go full speed. And you could see him progress as the practice went on.
Will you add a third quarterback tomorrow or anything, or are you just going to run with
two? I don't know about that. Okay. It sounds like, you know, the decision we made earlier today, so whether they do that or not, I'm not sure.
Gus, you brought Doug back for a second interview. What did you want to learn about that?
Well, I think if there's any questions, I think that after going through it one time, the second interview elevated it, wanted to show just the interest level that we had, and, you know, to make sure that, I think not only was it making sure that he was a fit for us, but I wanted to make sure we were a fit for him.
Played the Bills. What did you see out of their line last year?
It was good. I'll tell you what, very well coached and with their offensive line. And, you know, they did a really good job rushing the ball last year. And I think, you know, that's something, you know, we've talked about that running the ball and defense really, you know, travels. And when you build your team and you get to that point, you want to make sure you're good in those areas.